Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
After a rash of shootings in Albany, we've been waking up this morning to news of another.
Yeah, that's right. About 9:25 last night, a 15-year-old girl was shot on Wilbur Street. Details on that so far are pretty hard to come by, including just how bad her injuries are. She arrived at Albany Memorial Hospital around the same time police went to Wilbur Street to investigate a shooting there. This child shooting has happened in the wake of a killing of an 18-year-old girl, China Fournet, on May 3rd. And then, of course, the mass shootings and a separate shooting that left two men dead on Friday. So Albany, which had a terribly violent year last year, appears on the verge of something similar this year.
After blowback, New York now rescinding a rule requiring toddlers to wear face masks.
Yeah, people really were left scratching their head about how you were supposed to keep a child as young as two in a face mask, which New York had not required previous to the lifting of the mask mandate for adults and teens earlier this month. But yeah, as you said, New York is encouraging but no longer requiring that children ages two and up wear masks in child care settings such as summer camps. And the capitulation by the Cuomo administration comes in the midst of sort of a flurry of complaints. County officials who carry out many of the Cuomo administration's coronavirus mandates balked at the idea. Steve McLaughlin, the Rensselaer County executive and a frequent Cuomo critic, as the Cuomo administration is a frequent critic of his, sent a letter to the governor's office saying they just would simply not enforce it. Late Monday came word that the mandate was being turned into an encouragement. We'll see how that works out.
Finally, a Selkirk plastics plant has been fined over a chemical leak.
In September, there was quite an incident down at the Savick Innovative Chemicals facility in Selkirk. A leak of styrene from a rail car forced the evacuation of local homes and a lockdown of the neighborhood while authorities poured cool water on the tank to keep it from exploding while they sealed the leaky valve. On Monday, it was revealed that Savick is facing a nearly $41,000 fine over the incident from the Federal Occupation Safety and Health Administration. OSHA accused the company of serious violations of its rules, finding the firm did not develop written operating procedures with clear instructions for the movement of those rail cars that were stored on its property, and that it allegedly exposed employees to toxins, fire, and explosion hazards. Savick is contesting OSHA's citations and the fine.
Mike Goodwin is the city editor of the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good week.